Hello and welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And today is January 1st of 2022. Welcome to the new year. So to start the new year off, we are going to talk about manifesting. Manifesting is a very common hot button topic. A lot of people talk about manifesting. What is manifesting? In very simple terms, manifesting is putting out to the universe what it is that you want, need, and desire into your life. When you manifest, you are telling the universe, you're telling your guides, you're telling your angels, and you're admitting to yourself what you are ready to have in your life. What you finally feel you are ready to accept and you admit that you deserve it. For some people, admitting that they deserve something is huge. That's why manifesting is so popular for getting you over that hump of finally saying, yes, I want, need, and desire to have whatever this is that you are manifesting into your life. Now, you can manifest something as simple as, gee, I would really like to be able to purchase this new book that's really hard to find. Or I would really like to be able to purchase my dream home. I would really like to have a partner in my life. I would really like to have a child. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, it is very personal to you. Don't let somebody say that's a frivolous want, need, or desire. It is your want, need, and desire, and you need to own it. By manifesting, you are owning it. Manifesting is a very powerful way of opening up your energy to be able to receive whatever that is. You can manifest to receive peace into your life. You can manifest to receive love into your life. You can manifest to receive stillness, calmness, and aloneness into your life. It's whatever speaks to you. And also, let me add, you can manifest more than one thing at a time. Don't think, oh, okay, I'm manifesting this one thing and I can't manifest something else. No, that's not how it works. You can manifest multiple different things for all different aspects of your life. Let's say you're starting a new business and you want to manifest somebody that's coming into your business that's going to match your business ideal. You can manifest that person coming into your business. But hey, you know what? You also need somebody else to come into your business to perform another task within your business. You can manifest that person to come in as well. But here's what I caution you on. You cannot say, I want this specific person to be my partner, to be in my business. You can't try and manipulate somebody with a very specific person to come in, if that makes sense. You can put out there for qualities that you're looking for, but you can't say, hey, I want XYZ person and that specific person. That's a little manipulative. So I'm going to say no on that. But if you're going to say, I need to bring somebody into my life that possesses these qualities that I'm looking for, absolutely, go for it. That would be wonderful. So don't think that you can't be manifesting more than one thing at a time. When I had my shop open, I manifested somebody to come in to my business to help me with computer work. I am not tech savvy when it comes to that stuff. And I manifested somebody who actually ended up doing even more things for my business than what I put out there for. So even though I manifested something that I thought was seemingly simple, when she came into my business life, she wore multiple hats within my life. So things can blossom beyond what it is that you think you are manifesting. A lot of times the universe has a bigger and grander idea than what we have for ourselves. So don't belittle that as well. It's wonderful when it all falls into place and when it all works. But when it doesn't work, that's because it's not the right situation. It's not the right time. It's not the right energy. Let it go. Move on. Continue to manifest. So let's talk about the nitty-gritty of manifesting. There's a couple of things I do when I manifest. I get out my notebook. I have a manifesting notebook. I get out my manifesting notebook. And I keep track of what it is that I'm manifesting. I have one page for that specific thing that I'm manifesting. And I date it at the top, bottom, whatever it is that you do. I date it at the top of the page, because I like to go back and see how long did that take to come into fruition. How long did that take before it manifested within my life? So here's what I do. I take a piece of paper and I draw a line from top to bottom down the middle of the piece of paper. On the left-hand side of that line, I am going to list things that I do not want for that specific thing that I am manifesting. I am going to pick a very common topic to use as my example. People are always saying, how do I manifest for a partner in my life? Okay, that's the topic that we're going to use for this example right now. So on the left-hand side, we are going to put things that we don't want within that partner that we're trying to manifest within our lives. I don't want somebody selfish. I don't want somebody who isn't going to be an equal loving partner, etc. Go through and you write all the negatives of what that is that you're not looking for. I don't want somebody that lives too far away. I don't want somebody that's going to be financially self-reliant upon me, etc. Find your words. Find what speaks to you. What's important to you might be very, very different than what's important to me. And that's your truths. That is what is your manifesting. Okay? So you keep all those negatives on the left-hand side. One at a time, we're going to go and we're going to cross them off. And on the right-hand side of that line, we're going to write the antithesis of that. So I don't want somebody selfish. I'm going to cross off the word selfish. And on the right-hand side, I'm going to write, I deserve somebody who is loving, caring, open-hearted, and generous. Let's really spell it out. Next, we have I don't want somebody that's relying upon me financially. I'm going to cross that off. And on the right-hand side next to that, I'm going to say I want somebody who is independent and self-sufficient, you know, etc. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to be crossing these off one at a time and writing the antithesis on the right-hand side, the positives. So the left-hand side is the negative, the right-hand side is the positive. Once I get all of these positives, I want a partner who's going to be kind, loving, generous, self-sufficient, kind to children and small animals. You find your words, You are creating a paragraph. You're creating an action statement. The other thing is you want to have somebody who's loyal, who's equal. So make sure you put those things in your action statement, in your paragraph. So once you create the paragraph, you're going to write out your paragraph. You can write it at the bottom. So what I typically do is I do 10 negatives, then I get 10 positives. Some people want to do 20, 25 negatives. Don't go overboard. I kind of cap it at 25 because, you know, then we're getting to be a bit much. So you're going to take all of those. You're turning it into your action statement. You're writing this paragraph. You can write it at the bottom of your page, write it on the next page, whatever works for you. My point is, you're creating a paragraph of what it is that you want. And if there's something that you forgot to add in, it's okay to add it in. You are going to take that paragraph and you are going to say it to yourself in the mirror every morning and every night for 30 days. Sometimes it needs to be 60 days. Sometimes it needs to be 90 days. Hey, we can't force greatness, can we? It's also a lesson in patience. But I have to tell you, I recently told a client on how to do this, and he did. And he gave me feedback later that it only took 12 days for him. So, wonderful. Power to him. The universe was ready. That's wonderful. If you're manifesting for a person to come into your life, once again, not a specific person, because that's a little manipulative, sometimes it might take a little longer for that person to come along if they're not ready yet. Just because you're ready and you're manifesting doesn't mean that that person that's destined for you is ready yet. That's why I say give it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, whatever the case may be. But that's how I do my manifesting when it comes to writing it down. There is power to your words when you write them down. And there's even more power to your words when you speak them very clearly. You are putting that out to the universe. You are putting that energy within your aura. You are letting your guides know. You are letting your angels know. This is the time. I am ready. I am willing to accept this. And I deserve this. These are really powerful things. So using your voice to do that is super powerful. So the other way that I like to manifest, and a lot of times I do this in conjunction with my written manifesting, is I like to utilize my crystals. Now there's a lot of crystals that I like to use for manifesting, but I have chosen some general crystals that will help us with this manifesting. And I'm going to go through my list and I'm going to say why I chose this crystal, how to use this crystal, etc. So, if you'd like to make a list, this is your time to get paper and pen. The first one I like is citrine. And you need to make sure your citrine is a natural citrine and not an irradiated citrine. An irradiated citrine has an orange hue to it. A natural citrine is a very pale yellow, almost a brown. Sometimes it's almost like a smoky quartz. You can tell it's a natural citrine by holding it to a piece of paper, and then you're able to see the pretty yellow that it has. If it's almost a fluorescent orange yellow tone, that's irradiated. That means it's a heat-treated amethyst that has turned to that yellow-orange color. Now, natural citrine gives you the ability to manifest financial abundance. irradiated, quote unquote, citrine, which is actually amethyst, gives you the ability to say no. So irradiated amethyst, fake citrine, does have a metaphysical property of giving you the ability to say no, which is equally as important for many people. So don't discount it if you have it, but do check for natural citrine. If you're in need of natural citrine, I do carry it. I will be giving my website information at the end. So we need natural citrine, which will bring in financial abundance as well as just in abundance in general. But financial abundance across the board helps with so many other things that we're manifesting. The other thing that I like to use for manifesting is green aventurine. That's a very common, easy stone to find. Natural citrine can be a little bit harder to find, but still, it's still out there. Green aventurine is a relatively inexpensive stone that is easier to find, and that will help you manifest financial abundance as well. It's a softer, simpler, gentler energy than natural citrine, but it is still effective. And if that's what you have, wonderful. I want you to carry these, actually it's going to be all of these that I'm going to be talking about. They're all going to be carried on the left-hand side of the body in your left-hand pocket. If you carry a pocketbook, on the left-hand side. If you wear a bracelet, on the left-hand side. If you put your stones in your bra, you're going to do that on the left-hand side. If you have jewelry, make sure they stay on the left-hand side. If it's a pendant, it's okay to be in the middle. Earrings, they're matched on both sides, that's fine. The reason for the left-hand side of these stones is the left-hand side of the body brings the energy in. We are able to receive that energy on the left-hand side. The right-hand side puts the energy out. We want to bring in manifesting. We want to bring in natural citrine. We want to bring in the energy of green aventurine. The next stone that's wonderful to carry is rose quartz. Rose quartz is your basic stone of love. It is easily accessible. You can get it at almost any crystal place. Rose quartz is your basic stone of love. In order for us to accept whatever it is that we are manifesting, we have to believe that we are worthy. Rose quartz is a wonderful stone to help us with that. So rose quartz definitely is in this mix. The next one that I like is shungite. Shungite is a wonderful stone to utilize when it comes to protecting ourselves. Protecting ourselves from things that maybe aren't worthy of us, but protecting us to encourage us to have the things that we are worthy of. So that's why I've encouraged us to carry shungite as well, because it's protecting us to be able to have all these wonderful things. Shungite is a stone that's only mined in Russia, and it is great for protecting with EMF rays and all that other wonderful stuff. It's a protection stone, period. So it's a great stone to carry on your left-hand side anyways. A lot of people wear a shungite bracelet, so that's fantastic. The next stone that I suggest is Larimar. Larimar is a stone that's only mined in the Dominican Republic. And Larimar is a beautiful ocean blue stone. Larimar is great for your throat chakra. It keeps your chakra, your throat chakra, open. So we are able to speak clearly what it is we want, need, and desire. Larimar is a wonderfully gentle stone. It's a beautiful stone, but it has a wonderful, soft, loving energy to the stone. I absolutely love Larimar. And in fact, if you're looking for a stone to invest in, I tell people Larimar is the one stone that I highly suggest that you invest in, because once it's mined out, it's mined out. So Larimar is great for your throat chakra Because if we are manifesting and if we are saying our action statement in the mirror to ourselves every morning and every night for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, we need that throat chakra open to be able to clearly speak what it is that we are ready to receive into our lives. So having our throat chakra open is important in this mix. Now the other stone and the last stone that I'm going to talk about is opalite. Opalite is actually a man-made material. It's a glass. But here's the thing. Just because it's not a natural crystal or a natural stone, don't discount it. Glass is made from sand. Sand makes up stones. It's all of the same if you think about it. It's just heated super high temperatures to be able to get it into that form, into that state. So opalite is actually a really pretty stone. It's clear and it has this opalescent to it. A lot of children are really attracted to the stone because of its color and its brilliance and its radiation of multiple colors of light. But actually, opalite is really good for manifesting abundance as well. Opalite is a relatively easy stone. I'm calling it a stone, for lack of a better word. Opalite is a relatively easy stone to find as well. It is very inexpensive. The most inexpensive stones on this list are green aventurine, rose quartz, and opalite. The most expensive stones being larimar and natural citrine. Shungite's kind of a middle of the road. You can get some relatively inexpensive pieces of shungite. But your natural citrine is going to be up there, and your larimar is going to be a little bit up there as well when it comes to pricing. But this is a relatively doable list with things that are easy to find and easy to afford as well, because, you know, sometimes they say you got to spend a little money in order to make some money. This is an investment packet of stones. If you're looking to carry some stones, this is a great one to help you to manifest what it is that you want. Let's say you're going for a job interview. This is a wonderful combination to carry in your left-hand side pocket, in your briefcase, if you carry that on your left-hand side, you know, that type of stuff. But it's always left-hand side because that's how you want the energy to come in. You want that manifesting energy to come in. So give these things a try. See how they work for you. I would love to hear some feedback on how these are working for you, because this is how I've been doing things and I've manifested some amazing things in my life. And I'm super lucky and super blessed to be able to have wonderful people that I have manifested around me. And that's probably the most wonderful thing I've ever manifested, is the wonderful people that I have around me, my tribe. My tribe is wonderful. And it's because I've manifested some great things and some great people with some great qualities to have around me. Give it a try. Decide what it is you want to manifest and give it a try. So let's talk about the ways to get in touch with me if you need to. I am a psychic who does readings all over the world through online means. You can get in touch with me through my website, which is www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. I know it's super long, but it's the name. So you can check me out there on my website. And guess what? My Facebook page is the exact same name, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. So you can always check out things on my Facebook page. And I just today posted this year's crystal grid for manifesting some wonderful things. So check that out. It's pinned to the top of my Facebook page. And of course, I always do a whole bunch of videos on my YouTube channel that I do link through my Facebook page. So you need to get in touch with me. My email, guess what? It's also elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward for this year to share a whole bunch of wonderful insights all on metaphysical topics. And thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you well, happy manifesting, and be free.